The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Our homegirls up in Chico came down, hung out with us for the day, talked all about them building their business.
Girls.
And man, I absolutely love these pizzas.
They have a great product. It's pizza crust made with an entire head of cauliflower. There's very minimal ingredients, unlike other cauliflower pizza crust where you look on the back and it's like cauliflower, wheat, and a bunch of other stuff. It's like, what's the purpose of doing that if you're going to put a bunch of other things in it? This is minimal ingredients. Again, they're delicious. We eat them all the time.
They literally made these with people like me in mind.
And
I mean, they saved my life.
And the ladies themselves are that we interviewed are awesome. We love them. In fact,
did you see that we were featured in Food and Wine with them?
Oh shit, I did. I got to look at that.
Yeah, we were in a little magazine. Shout out to the home. I know they arranged that, set that up. So that was a pretty cool,
sweet
shout out there. We also are featured on their YouTube channel right now, where the two of you knuckleheads were making a pizza.
Yeah,
people soon will see the ones that we created. Oh, I also like that we got into some of the business talk here. So those of you that are starting up a small business and looking to grow it to a 7-8-figure business, what these ladies have done in the short period of time
is very impressive.
Very impressive.
Impressive.
Incredible. I know they work now. Well, last time we talked to them, they had a team of 9. I mean, in the last year and a half,
they've only been in business 2 years.
They've been in business.
Uh-huh. They're on fire right now.
Exploded. And you know why? Once you try the product, you understand right away.
And once you hear them talk and you hear about what they have behind it and their integrity, we love them. We love these girls. We love their company. And as you guys know, we don't associate ourselves with companies that are not great. And this company's great. The company is Cauliflower Foods. That's Cali, like California, Cauliflour Foods, Foods. Now, if you go to CauliflowerFoods.com and you enter the code MINDPUMP without a space, you'll get 20% off all orders of $50 or more. Now, they do have regular cauliflower crust pizza crusts. They have some that are red bell pepper, some that are spicier, and then they have a vegan one because the other ones have a little bit of cheese in them.
Dude, that jalapeno one is bomb.
Really good. I get the vegan one because I can't have dairy. Great stuff. Great for kids. Very healthy, low carb if you're
great
dieting.
For people that have any sort of autoimmune issues.
Definitely. There's very low with food intolerances. The people we're talking to, Amy Lacey, who's the CEO and founder of the of Cauliflower Foods, and Rachel O'Rourke, who's a good friend of ours and who leads the PR and events team. We actually did a booth with her at the LA Fit Expo. Oh, also, we're working with them to give our intuitive guide to their audience. So we're working with them to promote it, to talk about what intuitive eating looks like. And I think we talk a little bit in this episode about that. But
well, when we were down in LA, this is how we collaborated, right? So Sal and I flew down to LA. We had the girls. They were set up, the ladies. Sorry for those people that get offended by the word girl. The ladies came down. They were with us at the expo. They were actually handing out different pieces of the pizza, all the different types of pizzas. And then Sal and I were talking about intuitive eating. So that's really how this collaboration started with them, is because we talk a lot about intuitive eating, and we think this is a great source for those people that love pizza but are looking for an alternative that's a healthier choice.
That's right. Now, if you are interested in the intuitive eating guide, we've made it very inexpensive on purpose because we think everybody can benefit from reading this guide. It's $29. You can find it on our site, mindpumpmedia.com. Without any further ado, here we are talking to Cauliflower Foods. I want to hear about how you started your company, Cauliflower Foods.
So we're Cauliflower Foods, like California Fresh. Mm-hmm. and we make cauliflower pizza crust and basically artisan bread. And so I wish it was a funny story. Maybe you guys can make fun of me.
Well, are you? Did you create this because you like cauliflower or because you like pizza?
I absolutely hate cauliflower.
Okay,
actually.
See?
What?
That's kind of funny.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah. So
as a joke, no, I'm just kidding.
How many morons are going to buy my pizza crust?
By the way, delicious. Like it's really good. It's delicious. Yeah, Rochelle brought us a bunch of pizzas and. I almost couldn't get a piece because Adam and Justin almost ate all of them.
I ate like all of it.
Because they're pigs.
I've actually taken the ones that you've given us for free and shipped to us, and I've already ordered more too. That's how much we've been eating.
Really?
Yeah, it's become actually, this is kind of our thing now, Katrina and I. So Friday nights.
To get freaky.
Yeah, that too. That's after the pizza though. So not I warm her up with the pizza. So what we do now, we get our little spread out. We get all the different things because we like to make, each one of us have to make our own little concoction, right? So we get all the things that we're going to put on there, chicken and bacon and eggs and bell peppers, onions. We got cheese. Everything's out there, right? Avocado. And we make a bunch of pizzas up. And that's kind of like our Friday or Saturday night, enjoy ourselves and have a good time watching whatever movie or fight or whatever's going on. Thank you, sir. So we do that. And then the next morning on the weekends, I talk about this on the show a lot, that I fast a lot on the weekends just because I don't move very much, especially during football season. Sundays, I could literally sit in the same chair all day long. So I don't need to consume as many calories. So what I'll do is I will fast until 2 or 3 in the afternoon. We use all the leftovers that we use for the pizza, and then we turn it into this big omelet. So this has become like this little thing that we do now.
Wow, this is sophisticated.
We started it because of the cauliflower pizza crust.
So what's good about that is we had Friday night family fun night where we used to eat pizza. So, I mean, you're talking about like having your fun time with your girl. So eating cauliflower pizza is light. You're not going to feel all weighted down like regular pizza, which is good.
It's super important.
Yeah, because it's only 180 calories for the entire 9-inch, and depending on what you put on it, and 3 net carbs. So you're going to stay light.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You're not going to feel like
a... Huh? 9 inches?
Yeah.
9 inches.
Oh, God. I see where we're going.
You started it. Although Sal did start it with a freaky with my girl. Yeah. And I don't like to. So I get very self-conscious when I get bloated, and I won't have sex with Katrina. So it is excellent that we have the cauliflower foods.
I'm bloated.
Who wants to go that route
when you're all bloated?
I don't know. Bloated sex can be fun.
You are weird.
Yeah, I know. So you went back. Go back to how you started the company, because you guys went on this meter. I mean, you guys took off like, but not from the beginning.
No,
there was like a shift. We were talking about this outside the studio.
Yeah. So kind of a sad story though. The way it really got started was I had surgery, a surgery that wouldn't develop a blood clot. I ended up getting a pulmonary embolism. So they went in looking for it, diagnosed me with lupus. So kind of fast forward, I need to change my diet. And we literally did have family fun night, Friday night pizza, which my husband never got lucky on Friday night because I'm serious. You feel bloated and disgusting. See? You don't want to do anything.
Right. Yeah. So, I'm normal.
Football or not.
Noted.
So anyways, I had to alter the way we ate. So I started substituting what we were doing. And the kids love pizza, and you look online for pizza recipes that are healthy, and cauliflower pizza crust comes up like 4 million times. I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. It's a huge DIY. So I started playing with it. I don't like cauliflower. It's not a vegetable I bought. I love vegetables, but I'm not a huge cauliflower fan. I am now. I've learned to love it. Mm. And we just started making it, and then we had friends over. And people started loving it, and they wanted to have me make it for them. And I decided to do a cottage license and sell it at farmer's market. And it was selling out every farmer's market. So then one step led to the next, and we...
Would you say a cottage license? What is that? What did you call
it? That's where you can make it in your house and sell it.
What? It's called a cottage license?
A cottage license.
Mm-hmm. Explain that
make
to me.
Sure. Well, I'm cottage like a house.
So can you...
Thank you, Sal.
Do you want to eat...
He's so helpful.
Ignore this asshole and answer me. I want to know what a cottage license is. Could you explain that to me?
So you know what it's like when people bring potlucks and you're like, ooh, I wonder what their kitchen looks like.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, is there cats all over? Is she the cat lady?
Is she the cat lady?
So you know, it's gross, right?
Does the cat lady make meatballs? Gross. Nobody wants to eat the cat lady's meatballs.
What?
Whoa.
That's weird. Yeah. Okay.
I'm in agreement, goodness. I guess. Yeah.
Sorry, get back to your cottage. You have a cottage license. So you have to, now, is it hard to get this? Can I go get a cottage license and start doing that? Or
it depends on your kitchen and how many cats you have. No, but seriously, you get investigated. It's actually harder to get a license to develop and create and sell a healthy product with no preservatives than it is to, well, my last business was getting lasers, medical lasers into another country. It was easier to do that than the license because there were no preservatives in it.
And the rationale
there still is no preservatives.
And the rationale behind that is no preservatives, therefore they think it could spoil and and cause problems.
Clean, four clean ingredients. Cauliflower, cheese, eggs, and spices, and then we have a dairy-free option too.
That's the one that I eat. So you didn't have experience in the food industry.
No experience in the food industry.
Wow. So you're an entrepreneur, like a real.
You're
deal.
Like the
so
mind like, pump in. Of pizzas. Because we had no fucking clue what we were doing when we started this mic thing.
Exactly.
We
not at all.
No idea.
We still don't.
I hate talking. You know how this happened.
So the first year we launched March of 2016, Farmers Market. We ended that year, as you know, starting a business takes a lot of funding. And so we ended that year, as my accountant just reconciled, 2016, negative $269,000.
Wow. So end of 2016, you're in the hole.
So we're in two stores. We're selling out in Farmers Market and we're selling maybe 1,000 units online.
Mm-hmm. But you're negative. You've got more debt
than
negative.
You do. Yep.
And so at this point, is it still out of your house or do you have a kitchen somewhere?
So at this point, starting in like midsummer of last year, I decided that it was getting to be pretty intense to do it in my house. And we kind of formulated a process, which I really can't talk about because it's pending. It's patent pending.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. I hope it goes through.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we switched to a co-packer. We started by renting a commercial kitchen, and then we hired a co-packer to help us manufacture it. So
what now? What changed? Because you went from negative $280,000 to you guys are killing it right now.
Yeah,
the power of social media.
Yeah,
boom. Mm.
So,
and there was one thing in particular you told me about.
Yeah, one thing in particular. So we had this friend of mine that decided she was going to start eating the pizzas to lose weight. Now, she was doing some other things as well, probably some things that you guys have argued about, some fasting, some just cutting out all carbs.
Exercise,
different
things.
Yeah, a little bit of exercise. Mm-hmm. She lost 169 pounds. But the one thing that she did consistently for 7 months was eat our pizza every single day. I was just sending them to her for free. So we threw her up on Facebook. We did an ad, just kind of playing around, new year, new you. And it wasn't that we were promoting the pizza as a diet. We were just saying this is one of the things that she changed. She called it her lean and green.
Mm.
This is one of the things she changed, and she lost 169 pounds. And we launched that January 3rd, that ad on Facebook. I happened to be in New Zealand, which is where I had the medical lasers. So I was out there.
Oh, you were doing that still?
I had sold it.
Okay.
That's what funded this business. But I was out there visiting family. We have family in New Zealand. And I have a girl that worked for me. There was just me and this other girl that worked for me. And she calls me and she's like, have you looked online? Like, we're selling the heck out of this. And I said, no, you know, because it's January 3rd. I've just been celebrating New Year's. And so I jumped on. And sure enough, we had sold more the first week of January than we had all of December, which December was a pretty good month. The end of January, we just on this one Facebook ad, we basically had sold $102,000 worth of pizza.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was nice.
Now did you have the foresight when you did this, or was there a little bit of dumb luck here? Did you know to
total throw it against the wall? Did not. We do now.
Even the timing though, like I mean January 3rd to put a weight loss advertisement out, I mean that's pretty brilliant. I mean,
yeah.
Right. So that was our naysayers said to me, well, that's because it's January and everybody's trying to lose weight and look at gym parking lots. They're full and that's going to change. And no, we have learned who our demographic is for Facebook. And then we also, our Instagram, we started at the end of March. We're now at 36,000 people following us. So we know what that demographic is. And we've really spent a lot of time studying it. We're now eight women. We've hired, there's eight of us now.
That's right. You guys don't hire men.
No. Not allowed.
That's not true. I'm just kidding. We would hire all of
it's
you
It's okay. They're dumber.
No, you wouldn't. Yeah.
We would.
It's a good strategy. Just keep
We'd love to work with you.
All right, cool.
But, I mean,
we're going to fire Adam soon anyway. Come over and make pizzas for you guys.
Yeah.
No, seriously, though, it started out us just kind of throwing things against the wall to see what worked. And we started getting a following. And then we really started studying our audience, and we made customer service our number one priority. So we really, I mean, our customers are our family. Like, I still try to, but I used to write every single person that was buying our crust a letter, a handwritten letter.
Wow.
I try to write the top 50 people every month, and we just really connect with them. It's interesting because we have so many people, huh, Rachel? So many people call in and write in that this product's changed their life, which sounds funny, but...
You know, well, I mean, it's the business itself, it's cool because you have a lot of celebrities that are eating it now, and it's like exciting because you meet a lot of really cool people that love the crust. I mean, you guys love
like
the crust.
Like Mind Pump, right?
Yeah, right?
You could say E-listers.
You could say it. We're the E-list.
But you get these people that, I mean, we have this little kid. He's like five. His name's Gavin. He's going through cancer treatment and loves pizza. I might even cry just telling the story. And couldn't eat pizza because he had to change his diet because of his cancer treatment. They send in this video of him eating pizza, and it's that kind of stuff where you're like, this really is life-changing for some people. I mean, a lot of people, Amy created it because she has an autoimmune disease. There's just kind of a forgotten about demographic of people that, you know, you don't even really think about. Yeah, people lose weight because it has low carbs and it only has four ingredients. It's awesome, but... Mm-hmm. Like, this is like a game changer.
Yeah, you're giving people more options, right? And you guys have actually been able to take some of these crusts and bring them to like actual pizza joints, right? And they're buying them and giving people more options to come in. That's great.
Yeah, we're in restaurants. We're in a lot of grocery stores. We just got in our first biggest chain. But primarily, most of our sales is still e-commerce. And
That's the way business is now. I mean, we've now met through doing this podcast, businesses very successful almost all of their business is through e-commerce. It's really changing. Business is changing quite a bit. But on the autoimmune topic, you know, there's this growing epidemic in modern societies, in America in particular, where you have this explosion of autoimmune diseases. And it's not really being talked about a lot, but if you look at charts of autoimmune diseases and you look at how fast they've gone up in terms of, you know, percentage of the population, it has literally exploded, and it seems to be exponential in growth. All autoimmune issues, and we're not even counting the mild, you know, irritable bowel syndrome type stuff. I'm talking about the main ones like you said, like lupus or Crohn's, where it's just exploding. And although it's not recognized yet by Western medicine, many people in this field, naturopaths, experts who work in this field, and people who suffer from these disorders will tell you that one of the worst things they can eat when they have these types of issues are wheat-based type foods, gluten.
Absolutely.
And that eliminates a shit ton of food. It eliminates a whole category of foods to eat. Like, I'm Italian.
Some of the best ones.
It is. And I'm Italian. Like, I don't eat gluten. I also have autoimmune issues. And I can't eat gluten. It just causes me to have more problems, which means I can't eat most of the foods that we serve. You know, pastas, they have options now, like made with like organic corn and rice and stuff, and it's not bad. But pizza, I've not had any.
Well, I think
real
you should clarify
options.
Can and can't too, because it's not that you can't. You can, you could, but you feel like shit afterwards.
Absolute garbage.
And right. I think a lot of people didn't, and I was somebody who didn't really connect this till later on. I was just sharing with the boys, like, man, if I have something like that, I'm very connected now to how my body feels afterwards. And who doesn't love eating pizza? I mean, eating pizza is fantastic, but God, I tell you what, the next day I am paying for it all day long. And I still would put myself through that because of how much I like pizza. So to be able to enjoy, to get some of that craving or that love for pizza that I have, to be able to do that and not feel that way afterwards. And there, I mean, that to me is everything.
And it's made with not just a replacement, but a really good ingredient. So cauliflower, part of the cruciferous family, very high in compounds that are being studied right now for their effects on cancer. Sulforaphane is one of them. Indole-3-carbinol is another one in particular that directly has been shown to fight hormone-sensitive cancers, in particular breast cancers.
Right.
And there's lots of science going into them. And so to getting people to eat more of these cruciferous vegetables, it's a freaking great thing, you know? Oh, yeah.
It's a win all the way around.
It is. It's a win-win. Mm-hmm. And a couple things I want to say. Western medicine, that's interesting because when I was having rashes all over my body, didn't realize what was going on. This is prior to being diagnosed. They were treating it as poison oak, poison ivy. I was getting shots of steroids, which heavy doses of steroids mask lupus, the effects of lupus. So that's interesting that you said that. Mm-hmm. Actually, Rob Wolf, I don't know if you're familiar.
We're friends with him.
Okay.
We'll be with him on Monday.
So he had created a gym in Chico, the first CrossFit gym. Mm-hmm. And he was, him and his wife, Nikki, were one of our trainers. And he actually sat me down and said, look, I think you have lupus. I think you have an autoimmune deficiency and you need to cut out all your gluten.
Wow. So he's the one that told
us. So he is the first person to bring it to my attention before getting diagnosed. And then once they ran the tests on me, you have to have positive blood work plus active symptoms. And I had both. And then they put me on this horrible drug called Plaquenil, which you have to have your eyes checked regularly. So,
is it an immune suppressing drug?
Yes. Okay. And so quickly I got off of that by altering the way I eat. And I can tell immediately when I eat gluten because I swell up.
Wow.
And then I feel arthritic.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of these disorders start in the gut. And that's what the problem. So the prevailing theory is that you develop inflammation in the gut and certain compounds the body tends to have more of an affinity to recognize as a foreign invader, gluten being one of them. And so it's not necessarily that, it's not like gluten is evil, but if you have inflammation, your body's more likely to recognize gluten as a foreign invader. You develop antibodies against it and you get this, and then you can get the systemic immune response that can manifest in different ways. And in your particular way, it was lupus. So you're off medication because you changed the way you eat.
Right.
What other foods have you had to eliminate?
Pretty much anything white. Mm. And that's why we've created the hashtag, the new white flour, because we're coming out with some other products using cauliflower as a flour base.
Can you talk about those or no?
They're secret. I actually just...
God, you guys are so damn secret. We couldn't get into the lab. We can't find out what's coming up.
They throw us in a van. So
they
want
to come to the facility.
Yeah,
I know. Well, this morning I was with one of the guys that helps me create products, and we've got something really exciting coming out. I'll just give you a little tease. It's going to have some collagen in it.
Mm. Oh.
So I'm excited. But we like to keep things really clean and simple. So just simple ingredients, clean. I think people really want to know where the ingredients are coming from. So we're using organic cauliflower now. And
oh, fantastic. So now they're all organic.
The crusts themselves are not all organic yet.
Mm.
We're working on it.
Excellent.
But the cauliflower, which would have a lot of pesticides on it, is organic. So I think people want to know where they want to be able to read the back of the ingredients and it doesn't have some funky words on it that they can't pronounce. And then they also want to know where their ingredients are coming from. That's really important.
It is, and the market is starting to shift in that direction. We partner with Thrive Market, for example, which is a company that sells all organic, non-GMO products. But they're super transparent too in terms of making sure that where they source their products, that the workers work in good conditions, and that they're very environmentally sound, and that they donate a membership to a family in need. And it's like the consumer is now demanding all of these things.
Well, talking about this on a podcast yesterday, getting interviewed and saying that this is the future of business, period. Like, 30 years ago, you didn't have to, we didn't know, like nobody knows, like you say Pepsi, Coke, like you don't have a name or a person that comes to mind when you think of these companies, but the future of business will be that way. You'll say a company and that you'll need to have a face or a brand or some sort of reputation behind that because of social media, because we can connect to each other so quick and so easily. So now the consumer's demanding that. There's so much, it's so competitive. Everybody can have a good product. Now it's like, okay, now I care about your message, where you're sourcing it from, all these other things. So that's an important piece.
Now, have you found through your different social media platforms that you have different demographics and audiences, and we're just getting into this now, and you know, right, for our business. And you talked a little bit about this. Do you see that where you see like, okay, here, you know, on this particular platform we have younger kids, and here we have, you know, moms, and over here we've got people who have autoimmune issues.
Yeah, definitely. Rachel and I have spent a lot of time going over social media and really studying the demographics of each one. And right now, we're using the platforms Instagram and Facebook. That's our two main. We do a little bit of Twitter, and we have Pinterest. And we're definitely going to start doing podcasts now that we've spent time with you guys. But Rachel, why don't you tell them a little bit about the differences between Instagram and Facebook?
Well, Instagram seems to definitely be the younger crowd. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're much more visually inclined with the photos. If you look at our Instagram, it's kind of started a trend where people kind of compete against each other to create these beautiful cauliflower pizza crusts. And so we see a lot of the millennials on there. With Facebook, it's definitely like 35 and above. So we've tested our Facebook ads and targeted the exact same ad, like the 20 to 35 age range. And they do a fraction of the success that we get from the 35 to 60, mainly targeting women. Women are the decisions,
yes,
decision makers.
They're the
typically
buyers. That's very true.
And the product is easy. It's really easy. And so I'm a mom of three kids. I have a 14-year-old, 13-year-old, 9-year-old. So I'm really busy running a company, now 8 women that we've hired, plus my husband's super busy. So I wanted to make something that was simple and easy. I mean, you can whip these out of the freezer and throw them in the oven and have a meal in 10 minutes.
That's the big difference, though. I mean, I've made these before, you know, the company was created, and they're really tricky to make. They fall apart. They're time consuming. Yeah. Trying to get like the liquid out of the cauliflower takes freaking forever. So when we see people like, you know, naysayers comment online, they'll say, well, oh my gosh, you can just make this yourself. Like, yeah, go ahead and do it. Yeah,
well, I got to chime in on that because we've tried multiple times, like my wife and I, to introduce like a different option for pizza, especially for the kids because they just love pizza. And we've tried to make cauliflower and like mash it up and like do the entire like labor intensive process. And it's like an all day event. And yeah, and then by the time you get it, it like falls apart in your hands when you go to eat it, and then the whole thing just like crumbles. And so it's like, yeah, that was a cool idea, and then we just moved on.
Yeah.
Did your kids eat it?
They did. Ate it, but you know, it was one of those things where it didn't really fill them up either, because like by the time you have like all that cauliflower you have to mash up, you know, it was like this really thin crust, and like, so anyway, it didn't work out. So this is definitely
we've attempted it and failed ourselves too, because we use cauliflower. We use it like in replace of mashed potatoes. And what else does Katrina use? We've used it in quite a few recipes, and we always fail on trying to make like it as a bread, like trying to make it as a bread and keep it to solidify.
It doesn't bind well.
It's definitely challenging. Much easier to order it in your guys. It's, right? It's shipped to my house.
A lot easier. You can make sandwiches out of ours. Right. We show those. Lasagna.
What?
Frittata for the next day with your extra ingredients. You know, the next morning, make a frittata.
Where do we get these? These are all on your website, where we get all these recipes?
They're on the, yes.
Okay. Okay,
and
cool.
Then when you order it, you also get a recipe in your box.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
But we're going to come out with a cookbook soon.
We are.
Yeah.
Smart.
Launching my book.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, what's in the future right now? Where are you guys putting? I know, obviously, we know what it's like to be growing a business, and I'm sure there's a million things going on and pulling you in different directions, but what are you most excited about in the next, you know, 6 months to a year? What's in front of you guys?
So I really want to appeal back to our customer base. And we have this following. I have this little subgroup on Facebook that I interact with personally. I want to offer them something more than just pizza and our other products that are coming out. By the way, we have more than just what I mentioned. We have a couple that are going to be coming out by January. I want to be able to offer them some tangible advice, working with some people like yourselves, like-minded people that can give them exercise tips, ways to just make life easier for moms, busy moms, and just in general, anybody. Doesn't have to be a busy mom. That's who I relate to. Also, we get real personal. I went through menopause. Lupus causes menopause to happen early. Mm-hmm. So I went through at the age of 40. I'm 48. Definitely see the effects of going through menopause. So I'd love to offer women that are in that age range some hope, on some ways to just feel better.
So what's cool is that cruciferous vegetables, when you consume them, indole 3 carbonyl, I believe, gets converted to something called DIM, which can convert estrogen to a form that is more beneficial to women who go through menopause. In fact, you can buy it as a supplement, but one of the best ways to get it is naturally.
Yes.
So should help.
Yes.
Okay,
definitely.
Cool. Very cool.
I take no hormone pills.
Excellent.
I just eat a lot of pizza.
That's a commercial,
that's a
right? Yeah, I was going to say, that's an advertising. Facebook advertising.
No hormone pills, pizza.
Yeah. I'm so impressed with how much you know, by the way.
He's
I'm
the
random.
Smart one.
Yeah,
he's super, super random.
He's the Ask Jeeves of the group.
Yeah. It's all random information. It's useful now that I have a podcast. Otherwise, it wasn't useful whatsoever. So very cool. Yeah. So looking ahead, you've got these new products. You guys, 2017 have exploded.
Yes, I think I told you we ended the year negative in 2016. This year to date so far, we're a little over 3 million in sales on just e-commerce. That doesn't include grocery or restaurant.
Congratulations.
Yes. Yeah, so I had to learn quickly what that meant and how to grow fast.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. How much were you scrambling when you grew that fast? Because I would imagine you're used to...
That's other problems right there.
Right away.
It's interesting because I had somebody come to me at a food show that wanted to invest in our company, and I was really excited. I thought, this is the answer. This person's going to help me. But they wanted to change the integrity of the product. They didn't want to make it handcrafted anymore. They wanted me to add some fillers, which there are other cauliflower pizza crusts out there, by the way. And I wasn't willing to do that. So that investment opportunity didn't happen. But I feel like if we stay, you know, true to who we are, we stay clean, we know where our ingredients come from. We don't compromise to make a buck, as far as you can make it a lot cheaper when you add fillers. It's more automated. I think our customers will stay loyal to us and they'll realize the quality of the product. We get a lot of diabetics, type 1 and type 2. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to spend 2018 working with diabetics more. It's amazing that there are kids with diabetes now. Because 10 years ago, there were no kids that had type 2 diabetes.
When we went through personal training certification, when we first became trainers years ago, they didn't call it, they called it adult onset diabetes. Mm-hmm. It wasn't called type 2 because kids didn't have it. So something crazy is going on. There's a lot of stuff that's going on right now, but you've got kids who are just, so something needs to change. So
yeah, and I mean, we see an increase in all kinds of things, hyperactive disorders and all kinds of things that kids are being treated for, and I really believe the source of it is our food.
Yeah, you wouldn't get any disagreement from us. We talk about this all the time on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, excellent. Well, very cool. Exciting to see you guys. How did you guys meet?
Oh my goodness, how did we meet? So we were both actually health coaches a couple of years ago, and we kind of partnered together on a few things. We had an office inside of a gym, and when I moved to Portland, we kind of separated a little bit. And when she decided to launch this company, I was working at 24 Hour Fitness as a general manager, and I knew that this was going to be huge. As somebody who has tried to make the damn crusts, and they're such a pain in the ass to make, I was like, this is going to be amazing. And my husband was like, you need to get involved in this. And I reached out to Amy. I said, hey, do you need any help? And here I am now. I started off part-time and...
You manage all the like social media marketing stuff, or what is your role exactly?
So I am the events and PR coordinator. We do a lot of different events, ranging from like a pre-party at the Emmys to food shows to trade shows. We're doing a pizza party next month for the cast of Hamilton. And so I plan all of those and do a lot of our PR work.
Very cool.
She does a lot of everything.
I do a lot of everything.
She was amazing. I put her in the gym because I knew that she would be more appealing. She was working. She was at that time. I mean, she was doing bodybuilding contests and a mom of four kids.
She took second place. Keep on.
And
was this a figure of bikini?
No, it was bikini.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
2 years ago.
I'm like, you need to be in my gym office. Yeah. And then when she left, I'm like, I know we're going to work together again someday.
Yeah. Very cool. What a great story. Yeah. Feel good story. I like to see successful companies like yours with, you know, just the right message. Mm-hmm. I like how you, you know, tried to stay true to your brand. I also think it's a smart business decision. In the past, it would have been, you know, people would have said, well, that was dumb. You should have just gone with the, but today, like Adam's saying, with transparency, I think if you don't stay true to your message and you don't really stay true to your core, especially your core base, you're setting yourself up for the flash in the pan success and failure, you know, later on. And we've seen this happen now in fitness. It's starting to happen quite a bit. So let that be a lesson. Finally. If you're, if you're an entrepreneur, like, be honest, be true, because the days of fooling people are kind of over.
You are done.
I agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People read. I mean, the internet, people are looking things up all the time, Googling. By the way, we're in Google now. Okay. They serve our crust. But throw that out there. But yeah, people are smart now. They're reading labels. They care. I mean.
Excellent. Yeah. Where can they find your product? Give yourself a plug here.
So go to www.cali, like California, C-A-L-I, flower, like the new white flower, F-L-O-U-R, foods.com. Order it online right now. We're having a tremendous special that includes this cool pizza pan, $5 a crust, free shipping. And then also we're in... I couldn't even name all the stores because most of them are mom and pop specialty stores. In the Bay Area, we're at Molly Stone's, we're at United, we're at...
Yeah, I think the easiest place is online. I mean, we actually went back and forth on whether or not we were even going to go into stores. Like, is that even like worth it for us? And so many of our customers wanted to be able to have a place to purchase it. But I think the easiest way is online. We actually have a special discount code for your guys' listeners. You can get 20% off by just typing in Mind Pump.
Oh, beautiful.
Awesome.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Hooking you guys up.
Yeah, I think what'll probably happen is you guys will just keep blowing up through e-commerce, and then you're going to have the chains probably come to you and be like, we want a carrier.
And then Oprah product. Will ask you on and
Oprah should eat this.
We'll put in a good word.
By then Mind Pump will be as big as Oprah, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it's like that's 6 true. Points on Weight Watchers.
Is it really?
Yeah, she endorses Weight Watchers. It's 6 points there for the go, entire Oprah. 9 inch. Wow.
There you go.
Excellent. Oprah
there's proud. That 9 inch.
We'll, yeah, we'll end on that. We'll end on that.
Well, check it out. Go to YouTube. Go to Mind Pump TV. We post a new video every single day, so subscribe now. We also offer 30 days of coaching for free for everybody. Just go to mindpumpmedia.com and subscribe.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. If your goal is to build and shape your body, dramatically improve your health and energy, and maximize your overall performance, check out our discounted RGB Super Bundle at mindpumpmedia.com. The RGB Super Bundle includes MAPS Anabolic, MAPS Performance, and MAPS Aesthetic. 9 months of phased expert exercise programming designed by Sal, Adam, and Justin to systematically transform the way your body looks, feels, and performs. With detailed workout blueprints and over 200 videos, the RGB Super Bundle is like having Sal, Adam, and Justin as your own personal trainers, but at a fraction of the price. The RGB Super Bundle has a full 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can get it now plus other valuable free resources at mindpumpmedia.com. If you enjoy this show, please share the love by leaving us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes and by introducing Mind Pump to your friends and family. We thank you for your support, and until next time, this is Mind Pump.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.